Who can make sense of political drama? Say a few words and I'll talk your mama. Make everyone mad and steal back Obama.
Roland Martin. Weekday mornings, 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central. Start your day with TV One's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. And today, Roland Martin talks exclusively for 1 hour to Dr. Ben Carson from Washington, D.C. Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom, Simple J, what's going on? Hope all is well with you. Hey. Yes, we chatted with Ben Carson. That's going to be, and he's taking phone calls, Tom, so the delay button will be in effect. Looking forward to that, though. You know, it's very interesting when, you know, we talk about pastors. We want them to keep it real. You know, we want them to be, you know, to the point and don't dance around stuff. Well, a pastor in Durham, North Carolina, certainly has gotten the attention of lots of folks. When he sent out a tweet, and the pastor Andy Thompson sent a tweet and says, "Ladies, if you want to be the only woman your man looks at, shine it up. Don't let the holes he comes across outshine you," with the hashtag Save Marriage. And so a lot of folks have taken offense to that. They've gotten upset by that. So we called Dr. Aldewan Tart, of course, relationship expert. And Dr. Tart, glad to have you on the show.
Hey, glad to be here.
Well, first of all, Roland, you tried to get the pastor on, and I
tried to get the pastor on. He declined to come on. And I said, look, you got a marriage book. I said, let's, you know, put it out there. I said, have a conversation. But he declined. And that's fine. Okay, fine. You know, he declined. But I said, but, you know, we're still going to have the conversation because, look, the reality is, he said this took place during a marriage seminar. You know, he sent the tweet out there. And Doc, I've heard other pastors use the word whore from the pulpit. So why are folks getting upset at the pastor?
Well, one, I mean, they don't expect that type of colorful language, you know. But look at the point. The point
but
is,
they
he's
use
saying,
it.
I mean, you know, but a pastor, you don't want him using the H word, you know, in certain things that like presidents can't do. You all can't say certain words on air, and pastors can't say certain words, even though what he said had a lot of truth in it. That's what I want to get to, was the truth underneath. I'm sure he wishes he would have used better words, but there was a lot of truth to what he was saying.
But here's the deal, though. By him doing that,
what's the truth?
Yeah, what for you, what's the truth?
Well, the truth is that we don't like to talk about it, but there's a lot of marital dissatisfaction. There are a lot of couples that are sexually dissatisfied, and they don't know what to do. They don't know how to fix it. And if we don't talk about it, then if you're not talking about sexual intimacy in your relationship and how to fix it, then we're actually opening up the doors for both parties to cheat. And that's what he was trying to avoid in that workshop, is saying, hey, ladies, you need to talk to your man about, is he sexually satisfied? And I know the women listening right now are saying, yes, I need to talk to my husband about whether I'm sexually satisfied, because the reality is, what doesn't get taken care of at home only opens up in the workplace, and it causes a lot of people to cheat because their intimacy needs are not being met.
People cheat? People cheat because they want to cheat. I mean, well, you know, people have great marriages cheat.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing.
Well, are they great?
Yeah, right. I mean, they cheat.
But here's the deal, though. Yeah, we think they great, but on the inside of that thing,
but
not
I'm
necessarily
saying
so.
Oral sex doesn't make you not cheat. And if that's what the pastor's saying, and he's saying it to women who are in his congregation, and all the women that the men look at are whores, they're not whores.
Well,
people are upset about.
He wasn't just talking about oral sex, but go ahead, Doc.
But what he's saying is that this is what we know as psychologists. When couples come in after cheating, what's really going on is that they haven't had these conversations until after the cheating has occurred. This is the first time that the man opens his mouth up and says, hey, babe, we've been together for 15 years and you've never initiated sex. We've been together and I get more compliments from my receptionist than I get from you. This is where a woman opens up and says, hey, you know, I've turned 35, 40, and my sex drive has gone through the roof and yours has declined. That is where couples start to talk about sexual satisfaction. And I can tell you this, as African Americans, that is not a conversation that we're comfortable having.
Oh, no.
So my advice,
we can do it. We can do it, but we can't talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, see what happens is what you don't talk about in the dark only comes to light later. And couples are talking about this after they've already cheated. And here's the interesting fact. After couples go through couples counseling for cheating, they end up having higher sexual satisfaction, because they know they have to talk about it, because they no longer have this idea that marriage is a noun and not a verb, and that we don't have to constantly talk about making each other's needs get met. Just because we got married 20 years ago doesn't mean I'm happy today. My needs change.
And Dr. Tart, the fact that he used the language, here's what it does. The fact that we're having this conversation, other folks having it as well, it is to frankly shock some people, as Freddie Haynes would say, Pastor Haynes, bow down your alley and sit in your pew to shake folks out of what's going on here and to get them to recognize that this is a fundamental issue. And when you have a 50% of marriages crumbling, leading to divorce, the hashtag was save marriage.
Absolutely. You know, and here's what men are looking for. They're looking for a star. That's an acronym. They're looking for a star. They're looking for S. Men are looking for sexual intimacy. If you're not making some type of sexual move to your man 3 or 4 times a week, or having sex 3 to 4 times a week, he will want more. T, more touch. Men like touch. Men don't like a lot of words.
That's touch. T-O-U-C-H.
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 Okay.
Touch. Yeah.
That's what's
and
the A?
Then, A, appreciate. Men don't get enough appreciation. That's right. Appreciate. And
so fill him up every day, huh?
That's right.
Fill him up. Change that light.
I concur.
Change that light like a sexy beast. But,
what's the R? What's the R?
The R is respect his routine. Let that man come home and do what he needs to do and have a balanced life.
And
respect
does that work for the women too, doctor? Is that reciprocal?
We ain't talking about y'all. That's okay. All right. We're talking about go ahead, doctor.
Okay. The women want to rock. The women want to rock. They want a man that has a routine.
Oh,
he's consistent. They want a man that opens his mouth and communicates.
See, I know women have got to be sick of men telling men.
Wait, Jay, hold on. See? See?
Hang on. See?
Yes, to see. Women want a man to have contact and connect with her, ask her about her day, touch her, and then they want a man that's kind with a positive attitude. Don't bring that negativity home. Be kind and positive.
Wow. Go on, Dr. Tart. Hey, Tom.
Tom,
you can go ahead and play Baby, I'm a Star by Prince.
Can I say something?
Right now.
Put on Baby, I'm a Star by Prince.
That's right. Rock star. Let's get it.
I'll give you your say after the break, player.
Okay.
Equal time.
Thank you, Doc.